I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
You are listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Dear Zindagi, kaisi ho dost? Aajkal samay kitna jaldi badal jata hai na? It was only in the last letter that I was telling you about my tips and tricks to stay motivated during this unfortunate time. And here we are in this week's letter talking about hopelessness. Well, what to do, Zindagi? Emotions na come and go and circumstances change. All I have been reading on social media platforms, especially LinkedIn and Twitter, is about how many people have been laid off without any certainty of the next few months. It indeed is a highly confusing and painful time, Zindagi. On one end, we are hoping that we are nearing the end of this pandemic, hopefully at the pace of this year's ending as well. But on the other hand, this kind of news of uprooting of somebody's life is really hard to digest. We all are looking for anchors in these turbulent times. And Zindagi, ek consistent naukri hona is time pe financial stability deta hai aur ek purpose bhi deta hai. It also helps to distract you and allows you to not be too bothered about what is happening around in the world. So indeed, my support and well wishes to everyone who has been going through something similar. I really wish I could help you all in some way and provide some tips to manage the surge of emotions, anxiety and worry in this time. Dear Zindagi, I also understand that for many people, a job is a necessity. And times like these, while already being harsh, can only exacerbate the problem. So listeners, I am not going to even try to give you any suggestions, for here at It's Okay, we understand that everybody has a different way to cope with emotional and mental stresses, and of course that everybody's situation is different. One size does not fit all at all. So I thought of speaking to a close friend instead, who also got laid off in these times. She had been working with them for 2 years and just like that she was let go of. She has been dealing with her own set of anxieties. So Zindagi, I thought of inviting her to our audio open letter and sharing her experience with all our listeners. Come, listen to our conversation.
Hey Tanya, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey Chaya, not too good but hanging in there. How about you?
I'm doing fine, bub. I thought of checking in on you considering the circumstances.
That's really sweet of you, Chaya. I'm much better as compared to the last 2 weeks.
That is so good to hear. Also, thank you so much for sharing your experience with me. I am sure that everybody who is listening in will be able to relate and also learn from your coping mechanism.
Of course, I'm happy to help. You know, when I was laid off, I still was very hopeful of bagging another job. I had a good profile and I was sure that I'll be an asset to any team. But even after a week of trying, literally everywhere, I couldn't get any leads. That is when my hopes and morale began to falter.
It must have been really tough, yaar, I'm sure. But you seem much better today on the call. What worked for you? Or rather, how did you build a coping mechanism?
Yeah, Chaya, you know, it took me as long as a week to realize that this is like a lot going on around us. And none of it is in my control. And it is not of my own doing. I haven't caused the pandemic, and as much as I try, I will not be able to end it completely. So all I can do is to just wait it out and not consider any situation to be a comment on my performance or my dedication at all.
That is really wise, yeah. I know not a general thing to say, but I do wish that we all thought like you.
Trust me, it's not easy, Chaya. I know how hard it has been for me. I think I just eventually realized that in the end, this is a temporary situation and eventually things will get better.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So how have you been keeping your morale up these days? And how are you keeping busy?
Well, I ensure that I fit in some form of physical activity. Might be exercising, yoga, going for walks, or cycling somewhere in my daily routine. I believe that these activities are both physically and mentally stimulating. I also follow my daily routine of getting something productive done. Might be learning a new skill, writing something, updating my resume, or researching some new tool or trend. I think I'm just trying to prepare beforehand and use my time to be ready to return to work whenever I get the opportunity. And also, Chaya, you know, the best thing that I've started doing is to meditate. It really helps to calm my nerves. I mean, honestly, that is all I'm doing. Rest, I think I try really hard not to worry too much.
Well, these are really helpful, yeah. And I'm sure your wisdom will help all my listeners. I can't thank you enough, Tanya, and do hope that things resolve soon. But stay strong, okay? And you are right. This indeed is out of our control.
Definitely, Chaya. Thank you for calling. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
So see, listeners, Tanya has given us some very good tips here. Let's try and focus on what we can control, right? Rather than worrying about things that we have no hold over. I know easier said than done. And hence, I think taking good care of your body and mind can help us stay anchored and help manage these times better. Don't forget, listeners, that you can always write to us and share your woes. We are here to listen to you. Bas zindagi aaj ke liye na itna hi. I hope we learn from Tanya to cope with these times better. Stay tuned, listeners. We will be back with another letter very soon. See ya, zindagi. Take care. Yours, Chaya.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.